And welcome everybody to Pagan World. And tonight we're going to have a few updates for you. I'm really very excited about what's been happening to Pagan World. Tonight we've had our auction. You can go to pagan.world front page and it'll tell you everything that you need to know. But we are also having an auction, so we started that. But more importantly, we're getting ready for a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts. And I want to share with you some of those ideas. One, you know, next year is going to be a big year. I'm feeling the energy of it, and it feels very, very good. And it feels very, very rough, and it feels like all sorts of things. So I want to hear your ideas, your thoughts, your energies. And I want you to send it to me at PaganWorldTV@gmail.com to find out. So I'm your host, Ed the Pagan, and I have the illustrious Mary Hawk with me today.
Hello, Ed.
And as we heard the creak of her chair, there she is. Hi, Mary. How's it going?
All right. How are you tonight?
Well, I guess pretty good. I mean, we're here. We're open. It's Monday. And this is our second Monday show. So I know that Pagan World is, you know, active. It's, you know, we're doing our radio. We've got some of the television running, and you're doing an auction. Why don't you tell people a little bit about your auction?
All right. Well, we are really excited about our auction. As Ed mentioned, it's on the front page of pagan.world. On the side there, you can see the Pagan World auction page, and we have a lot of really great stuff up there for you. We've got the one link that's going to take you to eBay, where we have a couple of surprise boxes. We have a lot of, we have got some Evil Eye teapots that are really heating up. We've got several people bidding on them. We've got some beautiful statues that just went up today. We've got one Anubis statue, and we've got this really cool clock with Bast on it. And also, if you go to pagan.world, you've got a chance to buy some readings. So I want to point that out.
So just check it out, folks. There are a number of items on there that you're looking at. So what is the auction for?
Well, the
other than having it's holiday.
Well, it's our holiday auction, and we are also raising money to cover our expenses through the end of the year and into next year. So we'd really appreciate your support. We got expensive, folks. We got the website. We got Restream. We've got some other things we have to keep going to keep bringing you programming. So
I think, we got a little bit of everything we're doing. I think that's kind of fun. Can you tell us a little bit what's happening around Pagan World TV?
Okay, well, I'm excited to announce that we will have a new show from Atalanta Moonfire. She just sent it to me yesterday, and that's going to be Thursday night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, on December the 1st. We are also going to have some special programming for AIDS Day of Remembrance. Reverend Sir Brian Ellicott is going to be speaking about what communities can do to fight against AIDS. And then going into December, we're going to be having some special Yule programming that we're just going to be running on the pagan.world site. And we are getting this all in order, and we'll be having the special page up for that shortly. So please be watching for that. But we have some very exciting things in the works for that.
That's excellent. So one of the things I think people don't really understand what our goal is that we're looking to connect pagans. And some of it's through virtual radio, some of it's through actions, some of it's through through television. We also have forums and everything else out there for you to enjoy. So we have all that out there to enjoy. One of the other things that happened is we're building, building a new school platform. And on it, it's going to be the first two schools of value are going to be Psychic Academy, and which has already begun with this class on Wednesday. We're on the ninth class of the Psychic 101. We're almost done with the first semester of that. And also Witch College, which is going to have a lot of energy to it. And that's going to start January 11th, and we're going to be talking more and more about that. But one thing I want to say about it is that there are people are saying, well, there's so many classes and so many schools and so many things. And I say there's not enough. Our goal it will be to connect people to their education. And I explain to people that we're looking at a trade school, a community college. A lot of people are all looking, a lot of this is looking how to do the art, how to do this. This is about how do we get to the next level of society and build our jobs, build our ability to resource, build our ability to have a better life. And that's really is tough. It's one of the hardest things we do is have a good life. And what we do all day is we work towards it, either more or less effectively, but we really do want to have a good life. And one of the best ways to do that is being connected to other people. So there's a concept there. So right now that you say there's a number of options, you have a number. You have a number of readings. Can you talk about that? About why readings are important? Because you're doing Tarot Thursdays. Let's talk about Tarot Thursdays. How's that going?
Well, Tarot Thursdays are going very well, and shout out to all my regular people who come on. You can join us on pagan.world. You can also find us on Pagan World on Facebook, Witch Rising on Facebook, and several other, and on our YouTube channel as well. And what we do is myself and my guest, we just take your questions for about an hour. You post them in chat and we do more or less three card draws. Sometimes it gets a little longer than that if the question needs it. It's a lot of fun and I'm really gratified at how well it's growing. My favorite story is we were a couple of minutes late starting because one of my guests was having technical issues, and I started getting people pinging me, Mary, are you doing this? Where are you? So, readings are important because it's a connection with the divine or your higher self, however you choose to interpret it. So it's not fortune telling in the sense that, we're going to give you the lottery numbers or tell you where to go dig up a pot of gold, but it is about getting a deeper spiritual insight on where you are in your life right now and the best way for you to move your life in the direction you want to go. And that's why readings are important, and I'm really enjoying offering this service to the community on Thursday nights.
There you go. So we're doing, so I do think all of these things are happening. People are saying, we have the directory as well, and we help people with that. That we are doing a good job. I think one of the things we are doing and want to continue to do is to make connections. So check out pagan.world. And And you'll be able to check it out and find a lot, it, you know, being fairly useful. And so, you know, it's worth doing. And so there you go, folks. So, okay, so we're looking at the auctions. I'm seeing, so Brian Ellicott, he's doing auctions, Queer Tarot, and he's going to be on with you on Friday. But he's also going to be there, he's there on a lot of Thursdays, and he's doing readings for you. Can you talk a minute for about Brian?
I certainly can. So, Brian is a very talented reader. He is the founder of Queer Justice Tarot because he found that it was hard sometimes for queer people to get a reading or find a place that they could learn about tarot. So that's what inspired him to start Queer Justice Tarot. He's got his first deck. It was a gift from a family friend when he was 12. And he'll actually be reading with me Thursday night this week. And he's been generous enough to offer two readings for our project.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, he'll also be speaking about AIDS, which is something he is a community activist in New York, and that is something he is very passionate about. So he'll be speaking about that Friday night at 8 Central, 9 Eastern.
Gotcha. That's a good thing to do, as people know. My own brother was a victim of violence, anti-gay violence in Chicago many decades ago, and was one of the earliest victims. If he was not murdered, he'd have died of AIDS. He was in that early stage. So that was just awful of the time. And so that was, you know, that's 20 years ago. That's nearly 40 years ago. It'll be 40 years in February for myself since my brother passed away. Passed away murdered, let me put it very bluntly, killed for his beliefs. So it's always made me very passionate about this. I don't talk a lot about it, but it is an important part of why I do what I do. So there you go. So, you know, I think that it's very important to understand it. I think people are looking at the season. So you've got your auctions. We've got everything else. And that
also,
sort of thing.
I'd like to mention we will be broadcasting our Yule ritual on December 17th. That will be at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Reverend Don Lewis will be leading it, so please tune in if you're available, and of course, you'll be able to see the recording later if you're not available then.
There you go. And so, folks, there you go. You've got a lot of it. You got to, you get to understand this. What else do you need to know? You know, this is going to be, over time, it's going to be a call-in show, not necessarily today. And so we're going to go ahead and take a look at. And I guess one of the things you have to understand, so we're going to talk more about more of the colleges coming in, the idea of what we're developing. It's a wonderful time of year. And also there's this aspect of the seasons and things like that that I appreciate. All right, Mary, one more piece, and then we're going to be following this today. We have an interview with Lisa McSherry, which we're going to share. I'm sorry, with Don Lewis about his books. We'll be sharing here in just a few moments. But before we go, what's next? So what are we looking for? We're looking at the auctions. So they should go to Pagan World and auction. They have it. And you have these two spaces because eBay doesn't really allow for psychic readings to be sold. So we got some on there and some on the other spaces. So we're hoping that does well. It's the first one that we've held for ourselves. There you go. So how do people contact you, Mary?
Well, you can get in touch with me at paganworldtv@gmail.com. If you join the pagan.world site, you can send me a message there. You can certainly find me on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There you go, folks. So check it all out. There you can. And if you want your commercial right here, you should let us know, and we will be able to put it here. Just talk to us. And I think tomorrow we're going to have a larger conversation. I think I might be having a special guest, but I can't say anything quite yet. There we go, but I will soon. And so we'll see what happens. Well, thank you, Mary, for being with us today. And we're going to now go ahead and share with you a little bit from Don Lewis.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Pagan Books segment of Pagan World. And today we're talking with Reverend Don Lewis, a longtime writer, 9, 10, 11, 12 books, somewhere in there. We don't even keep count anymore. Today we're going to be talking about the Karelian Book of the Dead. His latest publication came out on November 11th. And it's one of the shorter books, but it is along with all the other books he's done, first, second, third degree. He's done fiction. He's done that. We'll talk more about what he has done later. But today we're going to talk about the Karelian Book of the Dead. Hi, Reverend Don.
Hello.
And welcome to our 350th interview. I don't know if that's true or not.
It could easily be.
All right. So today we're going to talk about the Karelian Book of the Dead, which you just recently finished and has been published November 11th. And you can pick that up at KarelianPublishing.com.
Yes.
And or Amazon, if you want it faster, quicker, or simpler.
Yes.
Amazon makes everybody's life easier, including our own. That is not an endorsement. You have to be careful with these things these days. But
well,
it is.
True.
And Karelian Publishing, for those discretion, I am running Karelian Publishing. So this is a little bit in-house, but okay.
Yeah, this is an in-house interview.
Yeah. So, but you've just finished the Karelian Book of the Dead.
Yes.
Talk about it.
This is the Karelian Book of the Dead. And it is basically a compendium of Karelian ideas on death, the afterlife, spirits, working with spirits, mediumship, the nature of incarnation and reincarnation, and everything connected to these subjects. It includes things like the ceremonies of the dead, the way to help the deceased to cross over, the way to help those who are caught between the worlds, a formal Karelian funeral, all of those lovely things.
And that's interesting, because is there anywhere before you publish this type of material?
Some of it's been in various places. Some of it has not. We mentioned the formal Karelian funeral. That was in the Rites of Passage course that's been available for many years, but not widely taken.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there have been a number of people who have had that formal funeral, including the late First Elder Lady Windy, and several others. But I think for some people, it'll be the first time they've heard about it.
That's interesting. Rites of Passage. Is that ever going to see a publication form?
I think that we need to bring it back into publication now.
Okay, so you talk about these things, and so it's interesting. Well, so why has there not been previous this? I mean, everybody talks about traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Why has there not been a previous discussion of this or an idea of this being put out?
Well, there have been a number of discussions of it, but mm-hmm. this was an in-depth look. We talk at great length about death in the spirit world and reincarnation in the second and third degree lessons, for example, but not as their own book.
So
we were able to go into maybe a little more detail.
So one of the things I think is happening that you're doing is that for the biggest part, if I understand right, the line of Corellian women that have led this have been primarily oral, familial, and by activity tradition teachers. They taught
by, very old-fashioned in that way.
Absolutely. And that Lady Crystal and yourself began the more formal trainings that we have today.
Yes, the standardized training. My mother, to the best of my knowledge, was the first person to start putting Corellian ideas in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crystal and I followed. And we started
that.
The idea of a standardized training.
Talk about that. What was the book that your mother put out?
My mother wrote a book called The Five Mystic Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Which was intended to be what Pete Pathfinder called an anti-tract,
mm-hmm.
but actually was a bit of an encapsulation of many of the higher ideas of Corellian thought as they were at that time. Some of the terminology has changed over the years, but the ideas are still the same, and it's still considered one of the primary sources of Corellian material. And in fact, we brought it into a new publication quite recently.
Mm-hmm.
She also wrote a number of articles, many of which have not seen the light of day for, well, since her death, which may yet may find their way into a book at some point.
So, okay. Or maybe the Corellian Times.
That's true.
There you go. Do you have a copy of the book, Five Mystic Secrets? Why don't you show that?
I do.
Because this one's something a little bit special. I see all the colors on there.
Yes.
Five Mystic Secrets. Can you talk about all those colors on there?
well, it's a bit, this book is the multilingual edition.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the English language version, which of course was the original, Spanish language, Greek, French, Portuguese, German, Swedish, and Dutch.
Hmm.
So a wide range of translation.
And so there you go. And it's a way to do so. There may be, if you want to translate it in your language, you should let Corellian Publishing know.
Absolutely.
CorellianPublishing.com is where you can buy all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Or Amazon. And so it must be very
I can't sign it for you if you buy it from Amazon, but otherwise it's just as good.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine was about the idea of buying from overseas. And we talked about with Lisa McSherry. Yesterday's show, we were talking about Lisa McSherry. And one of the things we said is that you should probably order directly from Amazon if you're in another country. And we will send you a template. Corellian mm-hmm. Publishing will send you a template with Don's signature, even an inscription to you. If you buy overseas, or even in the United States, we'll be happy to do it there. Mm-hmm. And we'll send you the inscription.
Yes, we absolutely can do that.
And Don will make a nice
And then you can paste it into the book.
And Don will do a fancy little inscription with his wonderful art and pieces, and we can do that. So don't think that if you want to get an autograph piece or want to have Don's copy of his autographs just because you're an autograph seeker, you can buy it from Amazon. Let us show this that you bought it from Amazon, and we'll send you a signature or an encryption card.
Yeah.
I think that helps out for a lot of people. So,
well, especially outside of the continental U.S., where the shipping rate is very, very high to ship it from here.
So one's the beginning of Corellian thought, and the other one's the end of Corellian thought.
Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, although they both deal heavily with the nature of incarnation. But the Book of the Dead deals specifically with ideas, among other things, of how to speak to the dead, what happens to you when you die. What is in the other world. And yeah, it's much more focused on what its title says. It has to do with the dead.
And why did you feel a need to write it this time? Is it just because that's sequential or?
Well, earlier this year, I nearly joined the dead, not for the first time, but the most recent one. And took rather a long time to get back on this occasion. And it's had me thinking about it all year long. And so it was a natural thing to write about. It was a place where my mind had been very heavily, and also a place where my spirit had been.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about after it happened that I had had a vision of the next thing I needed to do. Well, this was part of that. And to speak to people partly about how we deal with death, our own or other people, and what the realities of it are from a Corellian point of view.
Has it changed any of your points of views on death?
No, I can't say that it really has. May have changed some of my points of view on life, but but I think it only confirmed my attitudes toward death. I believe more strongly in the things I believed in the first place.
I think one of the things I've learned out of it, going through the process with you and this year, is the cost, how expensive it is to have a dignified death.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, one of the things we found is that I cannot afford to die.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither.
So you're stuck with us for a while.
That's right. But it is. It's magnificently, because the basic funeral that we wanted for Don, and he's going to have to get insurance, and there's a way to handling it now that he's much stronger today. But,
yeah.
And one of the things that led to the Corellian book is it was like, it's like $12,000. And you own your lot.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I've already got a place to put myself. It's getting me there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's quite expensive.
Mm. That's something people.
And that is an aspect this book does not deal with. Aspects of like embalming and physical funeral.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the ceremonial aspects. We talk about the spiritual aspects. There are some significant physical things to think about in terms of what you want to have done when you cross over. But that's part of the rites of passage course.
There you go, folks. And there it is. So Corellian Book of the Dead, 5 Mystic Secrets. Check them out, Corellian Publishing, or on Amazon. And if you can, if you're going to do it Amazon, you should probably join one of the many Amazon Cares programs, which will give a little bit of money to your charities. I am not going to say don't use Amazon, but let's use it a little bit better and see what we can keep getting for ourselves. The number of groups, including the Aquarius Tabernacle Church and others. I don't know if the Corellians have one, but I do know that they do. So if you should take a look, check out Amazon Cares, and when you make purchases, let's even get a little bit of extra money in the hands of our favorite not-for-profits. Well, thank you, Don. We will have you back. Certainly, we'll talk more about pagan books. And with that, folks, we will talk to you soon, right after this break, and back to Pagan World, and we will be doing more on pagan books. If you'd like to do pagan books, please write paganworldtv@gmail.com and let us know that you want to be interviewed on your book. Blessed be. And with that, today, we brought you the auction. We're going to be bringing you more. On Thursday, we have the world's soon-to-become world-renowned peace warrior, Rolando Gomez-Camon from the Philippines will be with us. And we have more to come. So just continue to join us as we continue to strive to connect the pagan world. Blessed be, folks.